July 2nd. Dear Tara Starr, I'm answering your letter even though my mom and your mom are going to talk again tonight to finalize our plans. I know this is going to happen because mom just called me from her office and said that Barb had called her to talk about our visit, and they arranged that mom would phone Barb tonight when both of them will really be able to talk. You asked what I look like. I don't think I look any different than when you left last fall, but I guess I must have changed. Wait, maybe I'll go measure myself. Okay, I'm back, and I'm 5'2" tall now, but I just realized I don't know how tall I was at the beginning of the school year. I must have grown, though. I had to get almost all new summer clothes last month because I couldn't fit into any of last year's. Mom saved the old ones for Emma. Poor thing. They won't fit her for about 7 years. What a dork she'll look like then. Even though I grew, I'm the same weight I was last summer. I know that for sure. Mom says I look wispy. Susie says I'm a beanpole. My hair is about the same length, and it's the exact same color. I have bangs now, though, so that's a little difference. Tara, I want to say one thing about the party. I love the idea of having a party to meet your friends, but can it just be a plain old party, not one in my honor? Barb's right. I don't want all that attention. But I'd like to meet your friends, and a party sounds like fun. It isn't going to be a kissing party, though, is it? I don't think I'm ready for that. I haven't been to one of those. And the first time I do go to one, I'd like to be with kids I already know. Well, actually, I particularly like to be with Howie. I think it's great that you and Barb and Luke got all that stuff at a house sale. We've seen a lot of sales around here so far this summer, and Mom got Emma a little tiny bicycle with training wheels at one. It's in really good shape and only costs $15. The ones we were looking at in Toys R Us cost way more than that. Mom also got me a new bedspread since mine had been ripped in the move. I think house sales are the only way to go when you're on a budget. The 4th of July is in 2 days, and guess what? Howie and Susie and I are going to go to the fireworks display at the park. We're going to go by ourselves and get dinner there and everything. Remember when we went last year and you could buy food from those trucks? Well, I've been saving the money Mom has been paying me to take care of Emma this summer, and I know exactly what I'm going to buy for dinner. A hot dog with everything, French fries, and a vanilla ice cream cone with sprinkles. Although I wonder if an ice cream cone is too messy to eat in front of Howie. I could go on and on, Tara, but I'm going to stop for 2 reasons. 1, I have to go get dinner ready. 2, I'm sure I'm going to be talking to you in a couple of hours. And I know I'm going to see you very soon. Lots of love, Elizabeth. P.S. Bust? What bust?
July 6th. Dear Elizabeth, I can't believe it. It's finally happening. After our letters, our phone calls, our mother's phone calls, we're finally going to see each other. Only one more week to go. I can hardly wait. We're going to have the most wonderful time. And I have the most wonderful news. Guess what? Darn, it's so hard to play guess what in letters. It will be so much easier in person. I'll just have to tell you what. The Lane family, Luke and Barb, and Tara are getting a computer. A computer! And what's more, we are getting email. That's right, Elizabeth. Snail mail no more. I am so happy. We will be able to send each other email all the time. And this really cute guy even explained to me that we'll be able to send each other instant messages. I don't know how that works, but he said that he would teach me how to do IMs. Is that anything like BMs? I know, I'm being gross. Sorry.